Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the third parak of Maseches Demai. Today we're going to be learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Dalid and Parak Gimel Mishnah Hey. The rest of the Mishnayos in Parak Gimel of Demai are going to discuss a variety of cases and situations where we leave our produce, our grain, our fruits, and so on in the possession of someone who's a little bit less than trustworthy. We don't fully trust them, certainly to separate Trumos and Maestros, but at least to the question that we're going to be discussing is, do we trust them to guard, to watch my fruits? Did they perhaps switch them with someone else's that weren't tithed, where Maeser wasn't separated? So let's begin. Parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. It says the Mishnah, Hamolich chitim letochin kusi uletochin am haaretz. If a person brings his wheat to a tochen, to a miller, to someone who's grinding up the wheat, and you're hoping that they're going to give you flour. But a person who's a kusi, like we learned a little bit of Maseches Brachos, is someone, a bit of a machlokas, they converted, but was it a valid conversion? Was it a true and authentic conversion? Did they convert out of fear? And so on and so forth. But certainly there's a certain lack of trust that we have when it comes to the kusim. Oh, l'toch in am haaretz, or we give our wheat to someone who's going to grind it, and he's an am haaretz, he's someone like we've been learning up until now, who's not so trustworthy, certainly, to separate Maeser. But the question is, can I trust this kusi, or this am haaretz, to grind up my wheat and make it into flour? Give me the same exact flour that belonged to the wheat that I gave him. Or maybe is he going to switch it with someone else's that isn't necessarily tithed, where Maeser wasn't necessarily separated? But says the Mishnah, Bechezkas on Lemasros, Vilashvis. They have a Cheskas Kasher, so we trust them when it comes to Maeser and Shvius, not in terms of separating Maeser and Shvius, referring to the forbidden fruits of Shemitah, any fruits that grew during Shemitah, as we learn in Maseches Shvius, you certainly cannot grow. But we trust the kusi, we trust the am haaretz, that they're giving me the authentic grain that I gave them, they're giving me the flour of the grain that I gave them. But letochei nachri, but if they're it's a non-Jewish miller, if the grinder is a non-Jewish person, demai, then it's demai. Just like we've been learning up until now, we are suspicious that perhaps they did switch the grain with someone else's. When it came to the kusi or the am haaretz, while we wouldn't necessarily trust them to separate Maeser, we wouldn't necessarily suspect them of stealing, of separating, of switching this with someone else's. But when it comes to a non-Jew, perhaps we're a little bit more suspicious, and therefore it would have the status of demai. Continues the Mishnah, Hamafkit Perosav, Eitzel Hakusi, O Eitzel Am Haaretz. If a person gives his fruits to a kusi, or to an Am Haaretz, to watch for safekeeping, Bechezkas and Lemasos, Velashvis, once again, we trust them, they Bechezkas Kasos, we believe that this is truly the same fruits that I gave them, the fruits that I'm getting back from them. We don't suspect them of switching it with someone else. Eitzel Hanachri, but if I'm giving my fruits to a non-Jew to watch, Kipei Rosav, then the fruits have the status like they're his own fruits. We do suspect him that maybe he switched them with his own fruits, but that's still not a problem. Why? Because there's no obligation of Maeser when it comes to fruits that belong to a non-Jew. So even if the non-Jew did switch it with his own fruits, there's no concern because we wouldn't have to separate Maeser that belonged to a non-Jew. Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, demai. Nope. That if we were to give my fruits to a non-Jew, then it would also be we'd also be concerned that maybe it's demai. Why? Because just like I gave my fruits to a non-Jew to watch, perhaps an Am Haaretz gave his fruits to the non-Jew to watch, and maybe the non-Jew switched the Am Haaretz's fruits with my fruits, and if it's the Am Haaretz's fruits, then there's a concern of demai. We're not sure that Maeser was taken. And so too here as well, when it comes to leaving my fruits in the possession of a non-Jew, there's a concern that perhaps the food would be demai. Continues the Parak Gimel, Mishnah Hey, says the Mishnah, Hanosein Lapundakis, if a person gives his fruits, or his raw foods, to a female innkeeper. In the olden days when people would travel, they would give their raw foods to a female innkeeper, typically, who would cook them for them, who would give them the food back in a cooked form. And the question is, what's the status of the food that we give them and that we receive back from them? them. Ma'aser es shehu nosein la, says the Mishnah, you must separate ma'aser from the food that I give her. The es shehu notel mimena, and then I'm going to have to take ma'aser again once she returns the food to me. Why? Mipnei she'achashuda l'chalif, because there's a concern that maybe this lady, who's certainly an Ama Aretz, switched the food, and she all of a sudden is going to give me someone else's food or her own food, and it's certainly, we don't trust that that Meister was taken from it. So number one, I have to separate it before I give it to her, because maybe she's going to eat what I'm giving her, and I can't have her eat, like we learned earlier in the parak, I can't have her eat food that wasn't properly tithed, that Meister wasn't formally separated from. And when she gives it to me, I have to separate, because maybe she mixed it with someone else's, who didn't separate Meiser in the appropriate way. Reb Yossi disagrees on one point. Ein anu achrayin l'raman. We can't be concerned all the time with tricksters, with people who are dishonest. Ein l'davar sof. There's going to be no end. So einu ma'aser el mashu noto mimena bilvad, says Reb Yossi, we only have to separate ma'aser from the food that she gives back to us, because then I'm going to eat, and I got to make sure the food that I'm eating ma'aser was separated from. But I don't have to be concerned with the food that I'm giving her to begin with. That she's going to eat the food, and it's not going to have Meister separated from it. I can't be so suspicious and so concerned. Hopefully she's honest. Hopefully she won't eat the food that's not hers. But if she does, that's her cheshbon, that's her problem, that's her issue. We only have to separate the food that we get back from her. Quick review, Perek Gimel. Mishnah Dalid, we're discussing various cases where we leave our food to be ground or to be watched by either a kusi or by an Ama Aretz. And in both cases, we saw that there's a certain chezkas, conscious that they have, we believe them, that even though we don't trust them to separate, we do trust them to keep it safely, to not steal, and to keep it protected, and to have it under safekeeping without having it stolen or switched with someone else's. When it comes to a non-Jew, however, certainly when we give it to a non-Jew to grind, it has the status of demai, that maybe he did switch it with an Ama Aretz's food, or when a non-Jew is guarding our fruits, that's a bit of a machlokas. According to one opinion, it has the status of the non-Jew because of the non-Jew's fruits, because after all, there's no obligation to separate Meiser from the fruits of a non-Jew. But according to Rabbi Shimon, it has the status of a demai, because perhaps the non-Jew switched it with the Ama Aretz's fruits, which would have the status of demai. And then Perakil Mishnehei taught us the case of the pundukas, that when it comes to a female innkeeper, it was a machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. Do we have to separate Meiser before I give it to her, or only on the food that I receive from her afterwards? Everyone agrees the food that she gives me, I don't trust her, and I must separate Meiser from that. But the question is, do I also have to separate Meiser from the food that I give her? Because Chas v'Shalom, that she should eat food that wasn't separated, or Meiser wasn't separated from. Have a great day.